John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
We were telling you about this show last week, and it's finally here tonight at the Keswick Theater. Robert Kelly, Rich Voss, Jim Florentine, Ron Bennington, all in one show. Tickets are available through keswicktheater.com. And joining us now, ladies and gentlemen, a man who's been in the news a lot. R. Kelly is on the phone right now.
No, guys, sorry. There's been a mix-up. You're like all my limo drivers in Vegas. It's the wrong R. Kelly. Actually, I want to come clean. I did all those things, and I framed him. It's not him. I have a bunch of girls and men in my basement right now.
Wait, there's something else. Because I noticed you posted this on Twitter the other day.
Yeah.
Are you the son of King Kong Bundy? I'm sorry that you lost him also.
I'm actually playing him in his biography that Netflix is doing. I'm about to get that. I'm actually filming a movie now where I play Santa Claus.
Uh-huh.
I'm in that realm. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Right. Yeah, the lead role is gone. I'm either a sergeant, I'm a wrestler, or I'm Santa Claus. Those are my choices. Or I could play a lesbian.
Make sure you have comfortable shoes.
They always do.
Now, what's this about you? You broke your ribs?
I did. My wife was like, hey, you know, she's always trying to get me to do stuff as, you know, family. We're going here, we're going there.
Right.
And she's like, oh, we're going snow tubing. I was like, that's great, because it's like the lazy river of
winter sports, right?
Yeah. Here's the problem with snow tubing. It's up a mountain. It's still going down a mountain just in a tube. And when Six Flags has a sign that says, if you're not this tall, you can't ride the ride,
right,
because you'll die. At the bottom of a mountain, they should have a scale that says, if you weigh over 280, you'll become a rocket. And there's nothing we can do. We haven't invented anything to stop you yet. So you will die.
So how did you break your ribs?
I did 900 miles an hour on a tube down a mountain. And then I tried to stop myself, but it rained the night before. So it wasn't even snow tubing. It was an Olympic bobsled luge. So I put my feet down doing 900. Then I started spinning around 500 miles an hour in the other direction. And then I, at the bottom, everything they had to stop me, I just blew past. And then my tube hit dirt, and that's when my tube was like, you know what? This is as far as I go, sir. I am going to shoot you out of me right now. And I went into the air. There was one big balloon, the last thing that saves you from dying and going into the street. And I was going to hit it and maybe be saved, but I'm so heavy that gravity just sucked me to the ground, and I broke both of my ribs.
Oh,
and it was
God.
Funny, because I'm lying there just, you know, when you get the wind knocked out of you,
yes.
You're like, and this 14-year-old kid who worked there walked up to me, and he goes, sir, are you all right? And I go, no. And he just took the tube from me. And left. I mean, what the? Yeah, it's awful. It's just awful. And then my wife comes up. She's like, suck it up. I'm like, I don't know if I can. I think I'm dying. And a guy walks up and he goes, sir, what's wrong? I go, I think I broke my ribs. He goes, no, you didn't. My mother broke her ribs. If you broke your ribs, you wouldn't be able to talk. But I'll get somebody anyways. I was looking for a rock to cave the back of this young man's head. I'm like, did you ever think I might be tougher than your mother? That's why I could talk. I was so angry. And then another guy came and he's like, we're going to call you an ambulance. I was like, please, let's not do it in front of my kid. There was a house. I go, there's a house right over there. Can we just go behind the house? And in hindsight, I didn't realize that it looks worse to my kid seeing me go behind a house with another man. Like, is dad at it again? Well, somebody's got to pay for this trip, son. Just awful. It was awful, dude. It's awful.
How is little Maximus?
The proper answer is, he's great. It's awesome. It's great having a kid. The other answer is, I wish it was 1972 and I could just shake him. Oh, God. I've said no 900 times this morning already.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Now, it sounds like his mom when I crawl into bed.
How did this show come about? I mean, to have the four of you in one show, who put this together?
We're on the road every week by ourselves, okay? And we call each other all the time. You know, where are you? How are the numbers? Blah, blah, blah. You know, and we're all older guys. We have kids. And my agent was like, what's the show? What's your dream show? And I said, Ron Bennington, Jim Florentine, Rich Voss. And he was like, okay. He called me back. We had a date. He called me back with the Keswick, and they were into it. They were like, great. So I'm like, awesome. So we booked the show. It's an edgy, funny, you know, comedy show.
Yeah,
Those guys are awesome. And Voss Hosting is the best.
You want to hear my imitation of Rich Voss?
Yeah, go ahead.
What's it like getting a microphone passed to you by that guy if he's hosting?
It's funny. Rich was just in the studio, too, and I'm using the microphone was on.
Yeah, first of all, when you don't even care about the stuff on the microphone. You just look at those little hands on a microphone. The mic looks huge. Yeah, it looks like a baby that's a pimp handing you a mic with all his dumb rings. It makes me sick. He really is the flamingo kid.
Well, Robert Kelly, along with Rich Voss, Jim Florentine, and Ron Bennington.
I'm going to throw up.
Are all performing tonight at the Keswick Theater. You can get tickets through keswicktheater.com. It is always a pleasure, Robert. Thank you so much for taking the time.
You're the best, Joe. Thanks so much, guys. We'll talk to you later.
And sorry about King Kong Bundy.
Well, you know, I'm not, because I'll play him in the movie. So it's good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.